You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are joined again here on RNIB Connect Radio by Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands, for another Audio Described Theatre Review. Hi Vidar, how are you?
Very well, thanks Toby. Good to be back, and I trust you're also in good form.
I'm very well, thank you. We have a double bill of new writing this week with Money for Nothing and Untitled from the Origins Festival at the Birmingham Hippodrome, which showcases new work by eight Birmingham-based artists in the Patrick Studio with audio description for every performance. So firstly, Vidar, it is so great to see the Hippodrome not only providing access to productions in their main auditorium, but also for projects like the Origins Festival, which I think just shows how far accessible theatre has come over the last 5 years or so.
You made a really good point there, Toby, and all credit to the Hippodrome for laying on audio description for all of those new plays. And in the Patrick Studio every evening that week during the Origins Festival. And great to have that accompanying the new work, which we thoroughly enjoyed.
Well, let's talk about the double bill, and maybe shall we start with Money for Nothing by Grace Barrington, which is about a working men's club in Yardley, which is struggling to stay afloat during the early years of the austerity crisis in the 2010s. When the situation turns dire, some of the members get involved in a risky money-making scheme with fatal consequences. So what did you think of Money for Nothing, and how was this production brought to life for you, Vidar, through Julia Grundy's description?
Well, I enjoyed it very much. New writing's always great to see and great to encourage, and it was good to see such a good house in terms of audience numbers as well. Julia brought it to life. It was one of those situations where you're seeing a play and you think, how much would I miss if I didn't have audio description? And I think you would miss an awful lot. You could follow the basic gist, but Julia added those extra nuggets which make you get a more rounded view of the whole show. So thought-provoking, interesting, engaging production, and Julia enhanced that with her commentary.
And it's an interesting story, men getting involved in possibly a slightly risky money-making scheme as well.
Absolutely. So a good story. So it was good engagement to have with that. And I'm always impressed whenever I see new writing or a new play, and you sort of think there are all these amazing people out there who've got plays, novels, whatever inside them, and they can transfer them to paper and the stage. And very, very well done to the writer in this case, too.
Well, we now have a play that gives space to the complexities of grief with Untitled, and this is by Ashma Saleh, in which Layla is trying to write a play about her mother's passing, and she has only 1 hour to perfectly express both her grief and joyful memories of the woman who shaped her, if only her three aunties would give her the time to write in peace. What was the staging like for Untitled, and was the focus maybe more on the emotions coming through from the actors, with maybe the description focusing more on the expressions and feelings of the characters?
I think you've summed that up really well, Toby, because there's a mixture of poignancy, humour, reflection, and all the things that you associate when somebody has passed on or is about to pass on. People are in different stages of emotions, really. And the three aunties had comical sides to them, as well as being very poignant at the different points in the play. It was good. And of the two, and it's perhaps unfair to say I had a favourite, I probably did on this occasion, and it was probably the second one that I really, really did enjoy, because it was very clever, very thought-provoking, and I came out remembering a lot about it.
And was there much sort of staging? Was there much sort of, backdrop and props in both productions, or was it very more about the performance from the actors?
There was some backdrop to the productions, but I think the key point for both of them was the performances of the actual actors, and it was very much an actor-driven performance, which sounds an odd thing to say because most stage productions are, but in this case that was very much the real case.
And I think that's probably when you're, focusing more on the writing and, I suppose, the subject matter and the points that the writers want to, come across in their productions. And I think that's possibly easier to focus on when there isn't too much staging around.
I think that's right. And, you know, the staging, the backdrop can be very, very important, as we all know, particularly when you get the chance to do a touch tour. And as far as I'm aware, there wasn't a touch tour on this occasion. But because of the staging being on the more minimalist side, I don't think that mattered. And it was great to have the audio description from Julia, who often does provide aid here at the Hippodrome, to bring them both alive.
Yeah, I do take my hat off to Julia, having worked and provided the audio description for all of the performances of the Origins Festival in the Patrick Studio at the Birmingham Hippodrome, because that must have been quite a thing for her to sort of do with all the productions.
A real tour de force, and shows her commitment and the theatre's commitment to making things as accessible as possible. So great to support the festival, great to discover two new plays, and great to share that with a very full house.
Well, next week we are looking at a musical with Waitress Vida.
Different type of show. I've not seen this before, so this will be a new discovery for me, Toby, and hopefully I can share that with you and listeners when we next speak.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vida, for sharing your audio-described review of both Money for Nothing and Untitled as part of the Origins Festival at the Birmingham Hippodrome with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a great pleasure. Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.